Key 3. Trust yourself. First, you need to believe in yourself. Trust yourself. You will succeed. Just accept this as a fact. You will succeed. Don't listen to people who say English is hard and it is almost impossible to learn and speak fast and easily. The only person you trust is you. Start with small steps. Get results. Continue with other steps on your way to study English. You need to see the results. It is important because you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe that you can conquer English and you will succeed. Praise yourself for little gains. It is really important. The first step for that is your own wish. A wish to speak English, a wish to be proud of yourself, a wish to become more successful and luckier for anything that you want to do, for anything you want to achieve in your life. Be positive and attentive. Be smiling and believe in yourself. Because if you can't be yourself, what are you living for? People used to say, you will not succeed. And all you do is wrong. Forget it. Don't listen to those people. Stop thinking like them. You are special. You are here reading this text. It means you are lucky, and lucky enough to achieve any goals in your life. The most important thing in life is to believe in yourself, your power, your abilities, knowing that it is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. If you believe in yourself, you can get anything. Anything you want. We do believe in miracles. We have it every single day in our lives. Really. Try to realize how deeply you can go into the English language world while you are listening, reading, realizing, and remembering all the stuff from the texts, videos, and songs and any other materials. It is so amazing to know and feel all the moments, steps and stages like you go deeper and deeper into the ocean. You don't feel the land anymore, but it doesn't stop you. You are so excited to go further and feel something new. Step by step, phrase by phrase, speech by speech, at some point you can't stop anymore. Because now, it's part of you, and a part of your life, your heart and body. You can't avoid it. Study when you really want, when you need, but never do it if you have to. You really do not have to. That's only your choice and nobody else's. Take it easy. Just listen to your feelings and trust yourself.